Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Friedberg. Barbara Friedberg, finished the website for me, Barb?
I've got Barbara Friedberg, Personal Finance.
There it is.
And
.com.
RoboAdvisorPros.
.com. Both of them .com. And so, now you've got some news on your RoboAdvisor. We and by the way, folks, and Barbara, you launched the RoboAdvisor on my show a year or so
ago. I did.
And now you got news. Tell us about it.
I do have news. And this website is perfect for you if you want to start investing, you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, and you want some help, but you don't want to pay a lot of money. RoboAdvisor Pros is a website that reviews individual investment management companies that manage your money for a low fee using computers. And I just launched a wizard, which will help you choose the right robo-advisor for you. So come on down to RoboAdvisor Pros, click on Wizard, and in under a minute, you will have a suggestion or two of where to invest, and they do it for you for a really, really low fee. It's easy, and then you can make sure that you are saving for your future.
Well, folks, I encourage you, whatever Barbara does is top shelf, so I encourage you to go there and check it out and take advantage of what she was just offering there. Give us the website one more time.
It's called RoboAdvisorPros.com.
All right, so check that out. Barbara, we're talking about, as we wrap up our visit today, we're talking about becoming, as you become more successful, make yourself even wealthier by contributing to other people, by giving it away, by blessing other people with what you have. And I do think that it helps people to give away their possessions, their money, and their time sometimes, if they kind of have an idea about how it's going to be used. You know what I mean? Not thrown into some big budget hopper and doled out a penny at a time. You know the organization is doing good, but I think sometimes it's good for us to be a little more granular about that. And of course, a lot of times when you help people, you're not supposed to know who the people are. There's a privacy issue there. But just to know that I like being sometimes one person off of that. In other words, I know the person who helps those people. I don't know those people, but I know the person who's helping them, and they tell me stories. I like that too. What do you think?
I do, and actually I used to volunteer for an organization called Stand Up for Kids, where we helped homeless youth, and it was so small and it was so personal that you could see the impact of your work on a day-to-day basis. And so, yeah, there's no right or wrong way to give. You just want to make yourself available to share some of what you have with others, and everyone benefits from that.
Well, don't you think it's, and I don't know if it's hard for some people to do this, but when I have financial success, I don't really think of all that as mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's a wonderful attitude.
I mean, it's I don't know. Anyway, I just think that I'm obligated to use what I have. I mean, I'm a healthy person. I'm vertical. I'm under my own steam. I'm able to make money. I'm able to help. I'm able to be productive. But there are people out there who can't do that. And in the human ecosystem, to me, that's the way to do it. And not so much just looking around expecting the government to take care of everything. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I absolutely agree, and I think I'd like to close with this quote or this question. Do you want to be the wealthiest person in the graveyard?
I love that.
And that's what you want to think about it. What is your money for?
They still don't make caskets with pockets in them, do they?
No, they do not. So, you know, what's your money for?
That's exactly right. I told my parents, I said, I hope you bounce a check the day you die.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Bev, Barb, thank you so much for being here. We always love having you on the show, and I hope you come back again real soon.
I will. Thank you so much, Jim. I really enjoyed being here talking with you about one of my favorite topics.
And tell Helen, your mother, we enjoyed talking about her and her contribution to your website. That's the first, I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.